SBS उर्दू SBS साउथ एशियन पर।
विक्टोरिया में जारी बुश फायर न सिर्फ बड़े पैमाने पर नुकसानात का बायस बनी है बल्कि जानो माल को भी खतरात लाहक रहे हैं। इस बुश फायर्स के बायस विक्टोरिया के बड़े हिस्सों और बास दीगर इलाकों में धुंध और धुएं की सूरत हाल पैदा हो गई है। हवा के मैयार और सेहत आमा से मुतालिक ताज़ा और मुस्तनद मालूमात के लिए हमने इन्वायरमेंट प्रोटेक्शन अथॉरिटी विक्टोरिया की तर्जुमान और चीफ इन्वायरमेंटल साइंटिस्ट जीन मार्टिन से बात की है। आइए सुनते हैं कुछ अहम सवाल के जवाब EPA विक्टोरिया की चीफ इन्वायरमेंट साइंटिस्ट से। सबसे पहले जानते हैं कि इस वक्त हवा के मैयार की मजमूई सूरतहाल क्या है और कौन से इलाके सबसे ज्यादा मुतासिर हो रहे हैं। इस बारे में बात करते हुए मिस जेन मार्टिन का कहना है,
At the moment, these fires are quite dynamic, and with changes in wind conditions, we are seeing quite variable air quality across the state, and that will continue over the coming days. But the areas of the highest impact are those that are actually closest to the fires and the communities immediately downwind. Over the weekend, we saw southerly winds that meant communities to the north of the fires had the poorest air quality, but last night changes meant that the smoke likely recirculated back towards the south, and we start to see smoke return to areas that were relatively clear on Sunday. Over the next 4 days, we are expecting that the areas located downwind of fires in the Malie, Wimmera, Northern Country, Northeast, North Central, East Gippsland and Southwest will all experience poor to very poor air quality, while at the Central and South, West and South Gippsland regions, we're expecting fair air quality for communities that are downwind of the fires. But like I say, the conditions are highly dynamic and they may change. It's important to consider local observations.
धुएं के असरात हर फर्द पर यकसा नहीं होते, खासतौर पर दमे और सांस या दिल के मरीजों के लिए इसके खतरनाक असरात हो सकते हैं। इस बारे में तफसील बताते हुए जेन मार्टिन का कहना है,
So most people who are generally healthy can tolerate short periods of exposures, such as through bushfire events. But when levels are quite high, you know, anyone may experience symptoms such as eye and throat irritation, coughing or shortness of breath. And we recommend that people do reduce exposure wherever they can. This is particularly the case for sensitive people, such as those with existing heart and lung conditions like asthma, the elderly or very young and pregnant people. These people may experience, you know, worsened symptoms such as palpitations, chest pains or shortness of breath. So it's very important that they seek to reduce exposure and follow their treatment plan.
तेजी से बदलती हुई सूरतेहाल में दुरुस्त और बरवक्त मालूमात निहायत अहम हैं। तो अवाम किन जराए से हवा के मेयार और फायर की ताज़ा सूरत हाल जान सकते हैं?
What you can do to find out more about air quality in your area, there will be updates on the emergency website around the broader state air quality. You can also go to the EPA website and just search for check air quality, and it will then show you the map that shows all our sensors across the state. So for those areas that don't have a monitoring location nearby, you can self-assess using, you know, your sense of smell and visibility, and an EPA has a fact sheet on assessing health risk from smoke that can help you.
आखिर में ये जानना भी जरूरी है कि आम लोग और खास तौर पर तनफ्फुस की बीमारियों से मुतासर अफराद धुएं से खुद को कैसे महफूज रख सकते हैं। चीफ इन्वायरमेंटल साइंटिस्ट जेन मार्टिन के मुताबिक घरों की खिड़कियों और दरवाजे बंद रखें और गैर जरूरी तौर पर बाहर न जाएं। और किन एहतियाती तदाबीर पर अमल करना चाहिए?
Keep the air inside your home as clean as possible, and you can do that by closing windows and doors and opening them when air quality improves, or use your split system air conditioner and or switch to other types of air conditioners to recirculate if they have that function. We would recommend that you don't use evaporated coolers because they bring outdoor air inside and that can make it worse indoors. If you do have an indoor air cleaner that has a HEPA or a high efficiency particle air filter, then that it can be very beneficial as well. If people are feeling, you know, uncomfortable in their home and it is a ongoing smoke in the area and it's not changing, you may consider going to somewhere where it's less smoky. That might be somewhere like an air conditioned building, like a library or a shopping center. So if you are worried about your symptoms, see your doctor or call nurse on call on 1300-606-024.
Bushfires aur hawa ke mayar aur dhund aur dhuen se bachne ke rehnuma usoolon ke bare mein abhi aap Environment Protection Authority Victoria ki chief environmental scientist Jen Martin se ki gayi hamari baat cheet sun rahe the. Hangami surat-e-haal mein fauri taur par mutalliqa idaron se khidmat hasil karein aur taazatareen malumat Environment Protection Authority Victoria ki website par hasil karein. Aap hain SBS Urdu ke saath aur main hoon Rehan Alvi.
SBS South Asian. Keep up to date with what's happening in your community.
Thank you for tuning in.
Assalamualaikum Australia. मैं हूं फवाद खान और आप सुन रहे हैं SBS Radio.
मैं हूं रिहान अली और आप हैं SBS उर्दू के साथ.
आज कुछ खास है.
SBS South Asian, your news from here and hits from home.